So are you voting for the party or the person? Tony Clark is the spokesperson for the Green Party and was former Labour MP for Northampton South. Hi, Tony.
Hiya.
Just remind us of your political history, because it's quite interesting.
Yes, I joined the Labour Party in the mid-late 80s. Was in the party for 25 years, expelled in 2007. We went our separate ways. I didn't feel they were the party that I joined. I then had a period of 5-6 years when I was independent. And the last year found that most of my politics were aligned to the Green Party, which is probably where I started in the mid-80s, to be honest. So, you know, the Labour Party changed and the Green Party has come to represent those same values. So, you know, we're talking a period there of 30-plus years, and you're talking my politics haven't changed, the parties have. And I now feel as if those politics are best represented by the party I sit in.
So is personality important when it comes to politics?
It is. I mean, obviously, we're all different in terms of how we vote. But, you know, I guess that in terms of personality and in terms of individuality and candidates, first of all, if you're the incumbent, if you're the sitting MP, that's got to be worth 3 to 4%. If you have a personality in terms of one that's known, Northampton North's a classic example. Next year, I think the voters there will have three candidates, Conservative, Labour and myself for the Green Party, all of whom have been MPs. So there's some level of identity. That could be worth, you know, 2, 3, 4%. But I think most people still vote on party lines. I sometimes wish that wasn't the case, because I think, you know, we ought to take our politics a lot more seriously and, you know, vote and elect local constituency MPs. But we all want people in Parliament that represent our views, and I think that's why the party percentage will always be the biggest.
It's interesting you talk about constituency MPs, good constituency MP. What makes a good constituency MP?
Well, unfortunately, in the system we've got nowadays, you can't have them anymore. I mean, I tried desperately from 97 until 2005 to represent the constituency above the party. But, of course, all that means is that you're going to fall foul of the whips and you're not going to be able to be promoted from within. So I think increasingly now, you know, our politics are broken. It's one of the reasons I joined the Green Party. Because gone are the days when you could elect somebody to go to Parliament to represent the view of the town and to say, you know, irrespective of what my party whip, irrespective of what my party wants, this is what the people want me to say. And that's unfortunate, because I think it belittles our voting system, it belittles our democracy. And, you know, I only wish we could break the whip system. I mean, we don't have whips in the Green Party. That's not to say we're all disciplined. What it means to say is that we have a what we call a philosophical base. We have a list of values and principles that we all adhere to, but that we are able to represent our constituencies and our constituents freely.
I'm not sure I completely understand the whip system, Tony. Does that mean that if does that mean then that if I have my MP is Michael Ellis. So if he was, if he thought very differently about what he wanted to happen in Northampton North, could he not go against party lines on that?
He could, and I did. I mean, I voted against the Labour government from 97 to 2005 about 50 times on issues that I felt were detrimental to people in Northampton. But as soon as you do that, the first time I did that in 1997, that was my parliamentary career over in terms of being a minister, junior minister. And it also meant that from that point on, there was some in the party that said, well, we want him out because he won't behave, because he won't do as he's told. And that shouldn't be what our political system is about. So, you know, eventually that led, of course, to my expulsion. But I'd rather be true to what I believe in and true to the people who elected me than simply pretend I'm going to represent people during an election and then go to the Commons and just be another puppet.
So what is happening then? Why have Douglas Carswell and Mark Reckless been elected as UKIP MPs? Is it people voting for UKIP? Is it people voting for them? Or are they voting against the coalition?
Oh, no, they're definitely voting for UKIP rather than the individuals. I mean, I think Douglas Carswell is a fantastic comment, actually on the BBC locally down in Clacton, when somebody was asked why they're voting for Douglas Carswell for UKIP, and they said, well, the Tory MP's done nothing around here for years. and of course, it's the same person. So, you know, I think there is a populism. I think there is a swing at the minute, which is saying that we're fed up with all politics, therefore we're going to protest, we're going to vote UKIP. And what we've been trying to do in the Green Party is saying, look, there are other options to that process. There are other ways to vote. I do think both the main two parties, in fact, the main three parties, have had their day because they've been proven to not be representative anymore. And I think Parliament, you know, a lot of the problems that Parliament has and the big parties have, they're brought upon themselves because people don't trust politicians anymore. And that's, you know, we've got to get that back. Now, if that means that people vote UKIP or vote Green, hopefully the latter, because we're at different ends of the political spectrum, then I think we can start to clean up our political system and our politics. But if people just go along party lines, because they've always have done, then I think, you know, all we'll do is continue this fudge.
But that's what happens, isn't it? I mean, you know, people vote as their parents voted, as people around them vote. I mean, as was ever thus, really.
Unfortunately, that's the case. I mean, you know, the number of discussions I've had with people on doorsteps when I've asked them in terms of their own political view, and half the time I'm not saying, look, I want you to vote for me. I want you to vote for the party I represent. What I'm saying to people is that they need to understand their own politics and they need to own that decision rather than it be simply traditional how my parents voted, what the papers tell me, what the media tell me, who the media tell me are going to win. Because we have in this country today a kind of, it's almost like young children supporting Chelsea and Manchester United because they always win the cups. And we have a proportion of the electorate who want to back a winner and who look around for who's popular, look around for what everybody else is doing and say, I don't want to stand out, so I'm going to go along. There's a mood, so I'm going to get on that mood. Mm. And I think, you know, for me, my politics, you know, even we started off by saying I started in the Labour Party and I went to the Green Party. My politics haven't shifted in all these years. I still believe exactly the same things. And, you know, my movement was simply because I needed to be amongst people who shared those views and shared those opinions.
Tony, thank you. Tony Clark, who's the spokesperson for the Green Party, former Labour MP for Northampton South, standing in the forthcoming election in Northampton North. Kelvin is...